Title: Jungle Hats from Resampled Noise Bursts Beginner. Alright, let's build classic jungle style high hats from basically nothing. A burst of noise, a fast envelope, some filtering and grit, and then the secret sauce resampling so it behaves like a real sample you can slice. Rack up and roll at drum and bass speed. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a tight closed hat, a longer open hat variation, both printed to audio, sliced into a drum rack, and programmed into a proper jungle groove with swing, ghost notes, and a bit of attitude. And we're doing it with Ableton stock devices only. First, quick setup so everything feels like D&B right away. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I like 174. Now make a super simple drum reference. Throw in a drum rack, load any kick and snare, and put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Don't overthink this. We just need a backbeat so you can judge whether your hats are cutting through or getting in the way. Now we're going to create the raw hat generator. A noise burst. Create a new MIDI track and drop operator on it. An operator instead of oscillator A, B, C, or D. Choose the noise oscillator. This is your raw air. Set the noise color somewhere around 60 to 80%. More color usually means brighter noise, which reads more like a hat. Next, shape it with the amp envelope, because this is where hat happens. Set attack to 0. Set decay somewhere like 60 milliseconds to start. Set sustain all the way down so it doesn't hold, and give it a small release, like 10 to 30 milliseconds. What you're aiming for is a little TSS tick that stops quickly. If it sounds like a spray can, shorten the decay. If it sounds like a tiny click with no air, lengthen it slightly. Make a MIDI clip with steady 16th notes so you can hear it repeating. Don't worry, we're not keeping this pattern. It's just an audition loop so you can design quickly. Now let's turn that raw noise into a proper closed hat with a simple device chain. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to high pass mode. Try 12 or 24 dB per octave. Bring the frequency up into the 6 to 10 kHz range. A nice starting point is around 8.5 kHz. Then add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. That little peak helps the hat speak without needing a ton of volume. Next, add saturator. Put the drive around 4 dB as a starting point, and turn on soft clip. This is how you get that crunchy, sample-like consistency. The important thing here is control. If you overdo it, your hat turns into fizzy sandpaper and it'll mask your snare. Then add EQ8. High pass again around 300 to 600 Hz to clear out low junk. This is a big one for beginners. Hats can secretly carry a bunch of low mid hiss that make the whole drum mix feel like cardboard. If the hat feels dull, add a tiny bell boost around 10 to 12 kHz, like plus 1 to 3 dB. If it's ripping your ears off, dip a little around 7 to 9 kHz instead. Small moves, optional, but very jungle. Add drum bus at the end. Keep boom off for hats. Bring drive up a bit, add a little crunch, and raise transients to add snap. This is a fast way to make the hat feel like it came from a gritty break or an old sampler. Teacher note here. Think three layers. Even though you're making one sound, a great jungle hat usually has a tick at the front, air on top, and a little controlled dirt in the mid area. If your hat feels weak, the fix is often more transient definition or a touch more bite, not turning it up louder. Cool, that's your closed hat synth hat. Now let's make the open hat variation from the same source, because jungle hats are often just variations of the same texture. Duplicate the track or duplicate the device chain. Go back to operator's amp envelope and extend it. Push decay to somewhere like 180 to 350 milliseconds. Try 250. Increase release to something like 60 to 120 milliseconds. Try 90. Now it should bloom a bit more. TSSHHH instead of TSS. In auto filter, lower the high pass frequency slightly compared to the closed hat, maybe down around 6.5 to 8 kHz. That gives it a bit more body without letting gross low mid noise in. Optional but extremely useful for that metallic jungle texture. Add corpus. Go subtle. Try tube or beam mode. Keep the decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, and bring the mix in at like 10 to 25%. Nudge the tune until the zing feels right. And quick heads up, even though we're using noise, tuning still matters. Resonant filtering and corpus introduce pitched resonances. If the open hat rings in an annoying way against your track, don't just EQ harder. Try transposing the sample later by plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones, or adjust corpus tune so the ring sits in a nicer spot. Now we do the jungle magic part, resampling. This step is huge because it turns your synth hat into a stable, sample-like one-shot you can slice and sequence super fast without it feeling synthetic. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Hats. On that audio track, set audio from to your closed hat synth track. Choose Post FX so you capture the entire processing chain. Arm the audio track, solo your closed hat synth track, and record one or two bars of those 16th notes. You can also just record single hits, but a bar or two gives you multiple slightly different strikes. Do the same for the open hats. Set audio from to the open hat synth. Record one or two bars. Extra tip: if you want to avoid the machine gun effect later, automate something slowly before you resample. For example, gently move the auto filter frequency or slightly change noise color or nudge saturator drive over 2 to 4 bars. Then, when you slice, you've basically created round robins, multiple similar hits that aren't identical. All right, now let's chop these recordings into one shots and build a drum rack. Find your recorded audio clip. Right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Set Slice By to Transient, and choose the built-in option to slice to a drum rack. Ableton will create a drum rack loaded with slices. Now we clean up the best slices. Click a pad and open Simpler. Set it to one-shot mode. Turn warp off for clean transients. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. A half millisecond to 2 milliseconds fade in, and a 3 to 10 millisecond fade out is usually plenty. If a slice is still too wide or noisy, use Simpler's filter to high pass more aggressively, especially for closed hats, and rename your pads. Seriously, even just CH01, CH02, O01. Future you will thank you. Now we program the groove, rolling but not messy. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. For the basic starter pattern, put a closed hat on every 16th note. That's your engine. Then add open hat sparingly. A classic move is placing an open hat right before the snare hits, like on the end leading into beats 2 and 4. If you're thinking in 16 steps across the bar, try an open hat around step 7 and slash or 15. Listen with your snare. The open hat should create anticipation, not clutter. Now swing. Swing is non-negotiable for jungle feel. Open the groove pool and try something like Swing 16-55, or an MPC-style 16 swing. Apply it to your hat clip. Start with timing around 30-60%, velocity around 10-25%, and just a little random, like 0-10%. Then do the human part. Velocity movement. Go into the MIDI editor and pick a few hats to accent, maybe velocity 90-110. Then create ghost hats by pulling some down into the 25-55 range. This is the difference between a flat drum machine and a rolling hat line. And here's a very coach tip. Let velocity do the work, not volume. In each drum rack pad, inside Simpler, adjust the vel amount so low velocity hits actually drop back. If everything stays loud, your groove won't feel like a groove, even if the timing is swung. Add a little jungle flare with a tiny 1/32 burst at the end of a phrase. For example, right at the end of bar 1, or end of bar 2 if you extend to a 2-bar loop. Keep it quick and small. The point is a little wink of energy, not a permanent buzzsaw. If you want your open hats to behave like a real kit, do this. Set up choke groups. In the drum rack, put the closed hat and open hat in the same choke group so the closed hat cuts off the open hat. That keeps fast patterns clean and stops the open hat tail from washing all over your snare. If you're on Live 11 or later, you can also add probability-based ghost hats. Write a few extra quiet 16ths, then set their chance to around 30-60%. That gives you movement across bars, without rewriting your pattern constantly. Now let's glue the hats into the mix. Group your hats, or work on your drum bus. EQ 8 first. If the hats are fighting the snare crack, try a gentle dip around 8-10 kHz. Also consider a ceiling move. If things are building up in the very top end, a small high shelf cut of 1-3 dB above around 12 kHz can make the whole drum top feel smoother, while still sounding loud. Then add a glue compressor, subtle. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2-1. You're aiming for maybe 1-2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not to squash hats, it's to make them sit like one instrument. Optional limiter at the end if you went hard on saturation, just as a safety. Less quickly avoid the common beginner traps. If your hats sound like hissy cardboard, you probably have too much low mid noise between 200 and 2000 hz. High pass more. If your snare suddenly sounds smaller when the hats come in, you probably oversaturated or you're too harsh around 7-10 kHz. Back off drive or dip that harsh bend a little. If your hats sound smeared, check that warp is off on your one shots. If your pattern feels fake, add velocity variation and leave some space. And don't spam open hats. Jungle is motion, not non-stop open tail. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Make three closed hats from the same noise source. One very short around 40 mSdK, one medium around 70 mSdK, and one crunchy with more drum bus crunch. Resample all three into audio, slice them into one drum rack, and program a 2-bar loop. Bar 1. The tight hat on steady 16 THS. Bar 2. Alternate tight and medium. Add one tiny 1/32 fill right at the end of bar 2. Apply a groove and tweak timing and velocity until it rolls. Export a 4-bar loop and name it Jungle Hats Noise Resample 174 BPM.wav. Recap to lock it in. Jungle hats are noise bursts shaped by a fast envelope, high-pass filtering, and controlled saturation. Resampling turns them into reveal, usable one-shots that you can slice and sequence at high speed. And the actual jungle vibe comes from swing, velocity, and small variations, not just a wall of 16 THS. If you tell me what lane you're in, like classic jungle, modern rollers, neuro-ish, or crossbreed, I can suggest a specific 2-bar hat pattern plus exact groove settings to match that vibe.